Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, good morning. Welcome into the show. Is it Wednesday? Is it hump day? I thought it was Tuesday until just then. What a victory. Hello. What's up? I feel like the Golden State Warriors. Things aren't as bad as you thought they were. Maybe even they're great. We'll hit that later in the show. Pretty interesting big night in the NBA. I got an NFL take for you here in a second. Cal says goodbye on a flip phone or some kind of phone. Kurt Heelan swings by, give us some insight. I'm going to sneak in some soccer into the program because it's my show and I like soccer. Big game. I'm wearing a little Barcelona jersey today. Tom doesn't even know what's going on. He doesn't understand what's happening. It's okay. Pretty daddy over there doing his thing. We got buy or sell. Got a lot of stuff. I do want to hit very quickly, though, a little breaking news on the show.
Breaking news.
I'm sure this was covered in the last 40 minutes on the show that precedes ours, but I want to treat it like it's fresh since we just came on the air. Giannis Antetokounmpo last night, if you saw this, non-contact injury, very scary, went down, looked like it could be the Achilles, looked like it could be pretty serious. I was texting with some sources with the Milwaukee Bucks last night, and one of the folks that I hit up wrote back that they were praying for good news. And look, I'm all about the power of prayer, but that is not something you hear very often. That speaks to what felt like the dire possibility, and we got good news. Comes from Mr. Wojnarowski, comes from Mr. Shams, was able to confirm it. Nobody cares that I confirmed it, but I'm just telling you because it makes me feel good about myself. And after an MRI, the reporting goes, Giannis' left Achilles tendon is fully intact, and his return will come with how quickly his left calf strain heals, according to Woj. Look, the calf injuries can be tricky. Think Damian Lillard. Think Joe Burrow maybe is an example, sort of front of mind. It depends on a lot of factors. There's a pain tolerance issue. We need more information. But it does sound like Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is the best player on the team that is at least currently the second best by record team in the Eastern Conference, a defending former champion, they're not the defending champions, a former champion and a former MVP, so an important guy, is not going to be out for the duration of the postseason. When he returns, though, up in the air, could be a week, could be two. There is the ability, Lillard talked about this yesterday, to come back from this injury and hurt your calf in a different way, in a more serious way. So there's a lot we don't know, but the breaking news is it's very, very good news for Milwaukee. Now, I've got, or at least not terrible news, I've got a twist on this in about 20 minutes. Bucks fans, we're on in Milwaukee, but just everywhere. I'm going to tell you why this actually could potentially be really good news for the Milwaukee Bucks. And why this injury, you know, it sounds counterintuitive, could actually be the kind of thing that accidentally makes Doc Rivers kind of look like he knows what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's doing, but I actually think this has a very real potential silver lining for the Milwaukee Bucks if, as expected, and hoped Giannis is back for the playoffs here in a few weeks. So we'll do that later in the show. You want to call us 855-212-4CBS, Twitter Sports, Rider Sports, R-E-I-T-E-R. I don't know if Caleb Williams is going to be the real deal or not for the Chicago Bears. I don't know. I obviously hope that he is based on my rooting interest in that organization and team. And beyond that, I don't want to see people fail. I want to see people succeed. I think most of us who watch sports are watching to see success. And the few failures we root for are because people have turned us against them through their own actions. So go Caleb Williams. Don't know the guy. But tied to his potential success or failure, and it's one or the other, you are taken with the number one overall pick in the NFL draft as a quarterback, as Caleb Williams will be, almost surely, because they obviously moved on from Justin Fields, by the Chicago Bears. In this case, you either succeed with massive success or anything else is pretty close to serious failure. And that's before you factor in the reality that the Bears could get a boatload in return if they decided to move Caleb Williams, which they won't do, and had just gone with Justin Fields. There's a lot riding on this. And whether he's good or not is largely going to, I think, come down to a few factors. Here's one that hasn't been discussed enough, but Caleb Williams, thank you, sir, put it front and center yesterday. And that is whether or not his swagger, and it is intense, and it is a part of his makeup, and it is definitional to who he is as a person and a player, whether or not Caleb Williams' swagger is of the Joe Burrow alpha male leader in the locker room, this guy's the real deal and knows it variety, or whether he is, if I can go a little old school, Johnny Football, all that glitters is not gold, especially when you translate that to the National Football League, and that big talk and that confident walk and that way of carrying himself actually was just the prelude to disaster. And those are fine lines. Somebody once told me, and I thought it was really smart, and it took me years to realize he was insulting me while giving me advice. Someone once told me, a boss, it's not what you say, it is how you say it. And I think that's really true. But there's a different reality for quarterbacks in the National Football League who enter the sport with the kind of expectations that certainly Caleb Williams is going to have. And that Johnny Football, who was not the number one overall pick, had, that Joe Burrow had, who was the number one overall pick, that level of expectation. And that is, it's not necessarily what you say, it's how you play. The candor, what can be obnoxious, what Baker Mayfield's probably a good example where it has worked when it has worked and has not worked when he has not played well. It's not what you say, it's how you play. And that level of, I'm better than you, I'm going to call you out, I'm going to hold you accountable, I'm going to go at the media, I'm going to go at other players, I'm going to talk, and this is Burrow, right, in a way as if I've won three Super Bowls before I've won anything, and it got him to a Super Bowl, and it makes that Bengals team, by the way, a contender when he's healthy. All of that and how we interpret it, and whether or not it's impactful or effective for him and his team, comes down to whether he can back it up. If you can walk around any NFL organization, onto any field in the National Football League, if you can conduct interviews with a radio host or whoever it is, and you're talking a certain way, like Caleb Williams has been, and you back it up, it's, oh, this guy gets it. This guy's the real deal. What an alpha. If, though, you play like Baker has several seasons, or like Johnny Football did in his career, it turns on you really quickly. And that struck me yesterday when Caleb Williams clapped back on Twitter at somebody who was always and obviously, look, in this business, you're going to get criticized. And if you're drafted number one overall and you expect every single draft analyst and every single show and every single podcast and every single person on Twitter of any note or otherwise to come on and say, oh, my God, I watched the tape and it was so overwhelming, Caleb Williams' greatness. Light came out of it and my house shook like I thought it was an earthquake and there were 12 rainbows at once and I actually saw a unicorn and I think it spoke to me and I'm not even going to assess him. I'm just going to give him a Hall of Fame nod right now. Can we start making the Super Bowl rings for the Bears? If that's your expectations, things aren't going to go well. Caleb Williams is close to that line. Let me play you, before I give you Caleb Williams' swagger and confidence and attitude, and the thing that is hard to evaluate whether it's the good kind or the bad kind, because we haven't seen him play in the National Football League yet, but man, this dude believes in himself. Let me play you what affronted his dignity so thoroughly. And I'm not saying he's wrong to respond this way. I'm just saying he better be right to respond this way, or it's going to go real bad real fast. Greg McElroy, one of the many people out there who are making their assessments, this guy's a guy, you know, who knows what he's doing, on a podcast aptly named This Is Football, had some doubts, right? If you're a GM, you have to evaluate with a real discerning eye what you're looking at. Here is Greg McElroy daring not to believe Caleb Williams is the second coming of every great quarterback combined ever.
Caleb Williams, from the time he stepped on campus at Oklahoma to the time he stepped on campus at SC, he has never experienced adversity. Very little adversity as far as how he was received and how he was portrayed as the next best guy. Even when they went 7-6 this year, or 6-6 or whatever, 7-5, it wasn't because of Caleb. I mean, he did his part, and he did. And a lot of that is true. But I do wonder about, is there a sense of entitlement? Is there that chip on the shoulder that's going to keep him going 10, 12 years down the road, the way it does Mahomes, who's still pissed that he got drafted 10th?
So Caleb Williams heard this, and he decided to open up his, I guess, phone, although it's a lot. So I'm going to think he did it on his laptop. I think it's going to be because he wanted a keyboard, right? You ever been there? I'm mad. This is more than LM, whatever letters are following. But before I play it for you, let me just give McElroy a little bit of support. I wasn't going to play this, but I'm going to. That he's not the only person who has contemplated the possibility that Caleb Williams is going to have to accept that what has flown in the past for him may not translate to the present, and that you know, maybe some of his past and approaches aren't going to work. This is not like he's a superstar, but he's a good player. Bears cornerback Jalen Johnson. This is from a while ago. We played this for you a month or two ago. Was on Up in Adams with Kay Adams earlier this offseason, and this was the similar kind of message that he said about what feels like the soon-to-be starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears, Caleb Williams.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like you just humble yourself coming in the building. I feel like it's one of those things where it's like you can't, like you said, you can't bring that Hollywood stuff into the building, especially now with guys who play this game. I feel like at a high level for consecutive years in the league, it's just something that guys like myself, guys like Tremaine, TJ, I mean, just the vets now, Keenan Allen, I mean, you just adding certain guys in the locker room. I feel like we're gonna see through it. What you did in college, the Hollywood, it's like, nah, that you got to prove yourself. That stuff like that doesn't matter.
The Hollywood. Can't bring the Hollywood. Keep the Hollywood away. Been no adversity, Greg McElroy follows up with. People that are remarkably self-assured, people that have spent their careers, adversity or otherwise, being told they're the best of all time at throwing a football, and then have largely, not best of all time, but backed it up at their high school level, at their collegiate level, at the highest levels of the sport entering the draft. Guys that are going to be drafted with the first pick in the draft or close to it, or in Johnny Manziel's case, you know, who fell in the 20s to Cleveland, but still was highly regarded, won a Heisman Trophy in that case, right? Those level, in all these cases, in those level of players, there's a confidence and a belief, and that's fine. But responding and getting in people's faces and saying you know what you're talking about and clapping back, I can think of Baker Mayfield doing this with a radio host who doesn't work at this network, who I really like. I like that radio host. And I remember an awkward exchange where Baker was in studio for that show. And at the time, a lot of people were like, oh, the athlete put the radio host in his place. And look, Baker had a good year last year, and Baker got paid. But Baker Mayfield still has stuff to prove. Baker Mayfield did not win that argument that he started. He didn't win it. He wasn't right. He's not the winner of that, because that particular guy is really good at his job. Johnny Football had his own demons, but obviously wasn't able to have real success. Now, Joe Burrow, pretty early on, but the charm hits different when you start winning, said it to the media, in effect, you guys don't respect us. You have no idea how good we are. I'm not afraid of anybody. I'm not afraid of home. We're going to go win. Why can't we make a Super Bowl early on? Coming off, by the way, an opening part of his career where he was injured, and it's just like, oh, is this guy just fragile? And he was right. How these things hit depends on how you play. And that level of confidence that you bring
and how you interact with your teammates and the media and yourself, and that's more of it, how you view the world and how it impacts your level of success, whether or not that confidence is a catalyst for your actual on-field excellence to bring it together, or as Pat Riley, let me borrow from the NBA, would say, it is the disease of more before you accomplished enough to even have that. That happens too, especially in this modern era where you get paid and you're rich and you're celebrated before you've actually had professional success. That the small margins that make that a difference from the one or the other are highly impactful on whether you succeed. And Caleb Williams responded to McElroy's comments yesterday with this tweet. And I don't know which side of that swagger line it's on, but it's one of them. Here's his response. Let's go back to school again because I'm bored right now. All right, I'm going to do a little pause here. Because I'm bored right now? No, man, because you're thin-skinned or you're an absolute winner who's calling out somebody who doesn't see your greatness. It's one of the two. All right, he goes on. Adversity. Whenever someone goes to the definition, I want to hate on them, but I do it too. So it's so exacting. The exactitude, oh, you misspelled your. I used to do that all the time to people. You're dumb. Even though I couldn't do it until I was a junior in, I don't know, college, and I was a writer. Adversity. A state or instance of serious or continued difficulty or misfortune. This is Caleb Williams' response. Year one didn't start freshman year. Oh, God. How did you make it through, Caleb? Oh, man, that's real life adversity. All right. But still, from his perspective, maybe it is. Year two, popped my hammy, championship game first quarter, lost because of my hammy. All right. By the way, could be real adversity, could be excuse-making. Year three, and this is the one that makes me really nervous, 7-5 my last year of college ball. Let me just, this, college football, especially if you're the quarterback at USC with a lot of talent, is not, last I checked, roulette. You're not putting the little ball in there, your money on the thing. It's like, I hope it comes up 23. Is it red or black? I don't know. Hope it comes up 23. I always bet it because of Jordan. Hope it comes up 23. No, man, you're the quarterback. You actually have some impact over that record. Maybe the adversity for USC was the expectations you played a higher level in some of those moments and you wouldn't be 7-5. Or maybe he's right. The things that shape people are hard to figure out. There is, in Caleb Williams, and I haven't been able to put my finger on it until yesterday, something that has made me nervous beyond that 7-5 record, beyond the fact that he is, in football terms, as tall as I am. He's actually a little taller, but not much taller, which is problematic. Beyond the fact that most number one picks don't succeed, and very few number one picks that are celebrated at this level succeed. Beyond all that, there was just a vibe from Caleb Williams, especially once he got done with school and was more front and center, that made me nervous. Could put my finger on it, don't know what it was. Likeability shouldn't and doesn't have any impact on whether you can throw a football. And then it hit me yesterday. I can't tell, and I couldn't tell then, whether he was more Baker Mayfield coming out or Joe Burrow. More Johnny Football. Or let me give you another one, because I was around this guy. He wasn't as celebrated, but when Patrick Mahomes at the Minneapolis Mall of America Super Bowl week walked into those interviews. I interviewed him along with 583 other people. I've never seen someone be that confident and have that much swagger in my life. And you got to remember, this is before Mahomes was Mahomes. They had just traded Alex Smith to Washington because Kirk Cousins had gone to Minnesota, the Vikings. And so you knew Mahomes was the guy, and you'd seen him play once against Denver. And it was off-putting to a lot of people. I remember people there thinking, who does this guy think he is? Well, he knew who he was. We just didn't know. Caleb Williams, and whether he succeeds, he's telling us who he is. We just can't quite speak that language yet. I hope this guy can back it up, because if he can't, he is gonna flame out and burn so quickly, and there are no guarantees. All right, 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. Twitter Sports Writer, Sports R-E-I-T-E-R. If you want to follow the executive producer of the show, who is the world's happiest man, at Pretty Daddy CBS. I want to circle back to this Giannis thing real quick. We're going to hit Tiger, his belief in himself, we're going to hit a bunch of stuff. But I think Giannis's injury is good news for the Bucks and could give Doc something he doesn't deserve. And I'll tell you what it is next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to Writer Than You.
What a weird name. Timberwolf? Timber! Oh, there's a wolf. Where does timberwolves come from? Timber! Yeah, why wouldn't you just yell tree? Because timber takes longer to get out.
On CBS Sports Radio.
I mean, that was from yesterday. That was a pretty solid, if I do say so myself, especially if my new boss is listening. I don't know who that is. If that person's listening, pretty good tree falling sound. I do that too. Tree falling sounds. I got so many clubs in the old bag.
Versatility.
Thank you. All right, let me tell you real quickly why the Milwaukee Bucks, I think, can benefit from Giannis' injury. Now, there's a big old asterisk here, okay? Let me just slap it on there. Yeah, you need Giannis to be healthy for the postseason, and if this derails him in any way from the best of seven series that are going to begin right around 2 weeks from now, then Milwaukee is even more hosed than they were before. And they're in pretty dire shape because last I checked, and that was recently, Doc Rivers is their head coach. So things ain't great. And until last night, by the way, good win. Nice win against a really good team without Giannis for a lot of that game. And the fear and the specter of Giannis' injury that we told you 20 minutes ago, not an Achilles, is a calf injury. Could be a week, could be two, could be more. We don't know. It's up in the air, but it's, for the moment, as good news as you can get. Here's the thing, though. Before that, they lost four in a row. Three of those games were to lottery teams, and as I think I told you, it was the first time in 30 years. What an accomplishment by Doc. I need a document, literally, document about Doc. Because I've memorized some of them. There's been 13-3-1 series collapse in NBA playoff history. Doc's coached three of them. That's the most. Okay, I can memorize that one. He's 6-10 in game sevens. That one I got down. I can't keep track. I'm serious. Sometimes once a year, I'll write a why did you hire Doc column. And I'll just go back to my old stuff, and I forgot these 28 statistical facts that were huge, blaring alarm sounds to whoever put him in charge. Here's another one. Before that four-game skid became a four-game skid, in that three-game skid to all lottery-bound teams, Doc lost as a double-digit favorite again and again and again, back-to-back-to-back. Outright losses when his team were double-digit favorites. That had not happened in 30 years in the NBA in any level. But that losing, which wasn't on purpose, has driven the Milwaukee Bucks to a position where they could lose the 2 seed, which you would think in theory be really, really bad. You don't want to lose the 2 seed, you'd be the 3 seed, or if things go really badly, the 4 seed. Here's the thing, though. You don't want to be the 2 seed as things stand, and as they're probably going to finish. I would much rather, if you're the Knicks, look, Knicks fans, I know you got a lot of hope. I think you have reason to have hope. No, Julius Randle's a bummer. You do not want to keep winning games. Do not be the 2 seed. Because here's what's going to happen to the 2 seed. They're almost certainly going to play, especially because Embiid's not going to play every one of the, whatever, 3 remaining games. They're almost certainly going to play the winner of the Sixers and the Heat. And the winner of the Sixers and the Heat is going to be favored or close to it over whoever they play at the 2 seed. And I'm telling you right now, especially if it's Philly with Embiid back, but don't forget what Miami did last year and does every year when we get to the playoffs. If that Bucks team is the 2 seed and they're playing Philadelphia or Miami, they're not going to win that series. Or I will say that I think they are underdogs, big underdogs for me. But if you fall to 3, you get to play Cleveland or the Pacers, probably. The Pacers are inconsistent and not nearly as good as these other teams. I'm sorry, Indy, I was rooting for it. It hasn't worked out. Your offense has fallen off a cliff since Halliburton got hurt and came back. It just has. It's not. They're not the same team. And the Cleveland Cavaliers are a disaster. Remember, this is a team that went 18-2 at one point this year, and they're currently 46-33. So the good news for Milwaukee is just let Doc Cook now. Let him do what he does, right? It's an accident, but you did it. He'll lose. Hope the Knicks win some games. Get to three. I don't know how to help you after that because you're still Doc Rivers coaching in the playoffs, but I just think it's good. I'm sure. I think it's good news. I think it's a better outcome. Let Doc cook. I can't get you any further than that, but I let Doc cook. All right. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Bill. Happy hump day to you.
You know what I've noticed about you? Do you know what I've noticed about your personality? You know what I've come to learn about you psychologically?
Oh, no.
You have days, and so do I, where you're in a – but you a lot. You are – your wife calls you Eeyore. I mean, there's a certain lean in your psychological profile, right?
I can't deny it.
And what cheers you up is when I just go at somebody again and again and again and again and again. Just batter them.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit.
Yeah. You like – if a radio take is a UFC fight and the ref isn't starting the fight and Doc Rivers or whoever is just – obviously, they're not here, unable to defend themselves. And I'm really into it. You are, yeah, you got blood in your eye. You got that glint in your eye. You smile. Your body language changes.
I thoroughly enjoyed Let Doc Cook.
Let Doc Cook. Can you imagine? I mean, I want to hit other stuff. But if the Bucks are the 2 seed and they play Philly and they lose in the first round of the playoffs, I mean, I don't think you can fire Doc, but maybe. I mean, are the Bucks going to pay 4 coaches? It's just everything's great. Life is. I really do. We have stresses. We all have work and life stresses, and we got to get up earlier than we want, and we all want to be rich, and we're not, or at least other than the rich people. But life is, it really is beautiful. The solar eclipse, I was wrong, it was really cool. And just the little moments with my kids and just generally being healthy and watching Doc cook and just enjoying it. Life is a beautiful place. One beautiful place I've never been to, I've always wanted to get to, I haven't gotten there, is the Masters. And it's a bucket list thing. I'm going to do it someday. And it's amazing either way, just from a distance. And I have friends who are big golf fans who go. I think those are the rich people, though. And I have got lots of colleagues who have covered the Masters, and it's really cool. And I don't want to take away from it. It's amazing. But it's more amazing when Tiger plays. And even if Tiger's not going to win, if you just see his name on the leaderboard, right, if it's a Saturday, and even if he's 7 off, but he's somehow like on that leaderboard, even at the very end of it, there's something magical about it. And I'm a sucker for hope, and I'm a sucker for belief, and I'm a sucker for true love. Look, happily married, love my wife, but before I was married, let me check my notes, not married. And we all had situations where there was just some girl, right, we just were enamored by. And she would walk in the room, and it would just make your heart flutter. And hopefully you married one of those people, too. And maybe you were never going to be with her, maybe you broke it, but like you'd see her later, and oh my gosh, she's so beautiful. That's Tiger for me. I'm in love with Tiger Woods. I'm just going to admit it. I know it's probably over. We had a great run, right? I have grown up. I understand we're not in high school anymore. He's probably not going to win another green jacket or any other major. But you know what? I'm in love with Tiger Woods. And when he walks in the room and he kind of winks at me and says, I can win the whole thing, my damn heart flutters, okay? And I feel young again, and my face turns all red. I'm like, oh, I feel alive. And that is the sensation I had. Whether it's true or not true, whether he's risen me up or not, when Tiger Woods said, yeah, I can win this thing this weekend.
What do you feel like you're capable of doing this week? What do you believe that you can do this week?
If everything comes together, I think I can get one more.
You mentioned knowing all the shots here, but that means you also know the difficulty of the walk. I wonder if it's the most difficult walk there is on tour, and what is the impact on your body of 4 days of that, potentially?
It's certainly one of the more hillier walks that we have on tour. You just don't realize it, and where the clubhouse is perched to the bottom of 12 green, we're playing on a hillside, and we're just meandering back and forth across that hillside. So Yeah, it is a long walk. I think I've done just over 6.5 miles here. I think that it's more than anything, it's the shaping of shots. These are things that I can't simulate in Florida. We're pretty flat. So I try the best I can on certain hillsides back at home to kind of hit shots. But when you just got to come out here and do it.
Look, even true loves get into weird conversations, and that's a lot of walk and talk. But let's go back to the start of it, okay? If everything comes together, I think I can get one more. I am Renee Zellweger. I can't say her name. Zellweger? And I just want you to know that in this scene, my vision of it is Tiger goes, if everything comes together, and I go, shut up, Tiger. You had me if everything comes together. I don't need you to get to, I can win one more. Remember in that movie, I think she tells Jerry Maguire to shut up. And you're like, oh, first time you watch, like, oh, it's one of these movies. Like Vanilla Sky, this movie's going to suck because of the ending. And then he had her at hello. Tiger had me at if everything comes together. Is he going to win the Masters? Probably not. But the guy made my heart a flutter. He really did. Go, Tiger. I got Tom over here clicking his pen. He clicks his pen and we're like, oh, I'm going to put together like 9 times. We can make a 10-minute rejoin? How about just enjoy the segment?
Why can't I do both?
I guess you are. But you know what I'm saying, right? That feeling?
I'll be on Tiger Watch tomorrow.
Yeah, Tiger sends us that look, and you're just like, oh, I remember what it was like. Oh, 2008. Oh. Yeah?
I wish it wasn't true, but it is.
I know it's true for you. When we first started working together, I wish people that are listening now, all 7 of you, I wish they would know how you would just constantly in your morning emails have some crazy. Just you were insane, dude. You're an insane person. What did I talk about today? Oh, Caleb Williams, basically being cocky, and your thing would be like, it's like a cocky girl in high school. You think she likes you, and you buy her roses, but she didn't want the roses. She wanted Tim. You're just like, are you okay, man?
That's how we used to start the morning phone calls.
All the time. We didn't know each other that. Are you everything okay? Everything okay at home?
Do you need a mental health day?
Do you need a mental health week? I can send David and Spike an email. Go Tiger. It's a breaking news extravaganza because it is official. We knew Cal was going to Arkansas, but he is officially a Razorback, Woo Pig Suey. So, would you do the Woo Pig Suey thing? Do you know how to do the Woo Pig Suey thing?
No, I don't.
It's a cool, it's a thing.
I would love to go experience the whole thing.
Do you know what it is though? Where they you don't even know what I'm talking about.
No, I do. I've seen it done, but like I can't partake in it.
I would go to Arkansas. I love Arkansas. So, Tom and I are going to go to Arkansas together and hang out. That's never going to happen. This will happen. I'm going to tell you about Cal's situation. Let you listen to the goodbye. The news is official. We'll get into all of that after we get a CBS Sports Radio update from Andrew Bogish.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to Writer Than You.
Also, I'm great at making bacon. I'm so good at making bacon. I have a skill at bacon.
On CBS Sports Radio.
You think you're making fun of me. I'm a bacon bleeping savant. It's pretty amazing, actually. Cook it slow. Be patient with it. Love it the way you love Tiger. That's the key. The keel? Ooh, the talking's hard, though. I'm good at the bacon. It's the talking that's tough. And unfortunately, I'm not a bacon salesman or a bacon cook. I'm a radio host. 855-212-4-CBS is the phone number. Let's go to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Tom's on the line. Tom, welcome back. Appreciate you listening, brother. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Bill. How's it going?
Good, dude. What up?
I called in to find out the plan for the day, how you're going to bust out Henry for the Barcelona game.
Oh, no. All right, so I'm going to – thank you. I'm going to take you down and tell you because it 'd be a long answer because it's good. You basically put me on the couch, Tom. All right, so those of you who don't know, Tom, thank you for listening. I am a huge Barcelona soccer fan. So is my son Henry, who's 11. One day a week, he has early. It's this day. He has early release. And a few weeks ago, I couldn't. There was a Barcelona Champions League game that was big. I couldn't pick up my kid and watch the game. So, like a great dad, I picked him up early and let him come watch it with me. And he wanted. Yes, Tom. He asked if he could come, if I could bring him out early again, and I was going to. That is Tom from Pennsylvania. Tom from the show. You can judge me if you want, or you can be Tom from PA stand-in. Here's the thing. Not to, like, sell my kid out or sell the school out. Love my son. He's amazing. Henry is very, at 11, fifth grade, very independent. And apparently, I just found this out yesterday, he just leaves class when he doesn't want to be there. He's just like, no, I'm out. I'm going to go say hi to the music teacher. No, I'm cool. I'm going to go play soccer. And they're, you know, it'd be great if the school told me. So I'm not pulling him out as the answer. I asked him, like, bro, I probably would have taken you out, but you have to, you got to stay in class. I don't want to, trust me, D-Cell doesn't want to be at work all the time, but he doesn't just stand up and walk outside. If he stood up, a pretty daddy stood up and walked outside every single time he didn't want to be working with me or doing the show or I wouldn't be able to go to break or come back from it. That was my message. So, Tom in Pennsylvania, I'm not pulling Henry out. I'm making him go to school. His mom is getting him. I'm going to watch it by myself. But I am thinking about – here's the other thing. I think there's a world. They're playing PSG. It's what is it called? A two-legged tie, pretty daddy, which means it's a home and away, and the total score is the difference. And if they're tied at the end of the two games, they go to penalty kicks. There's extra time. Okay, whatever. This is the first leg. It's in Paris. I think if it goes well today – or not disastrously, I may take Henry out next Wednesday for the final. Because last time was the final. Like, can they actually advance against Napoli? As you know, Tom, you're big. But I kind of feel bad. I wish I was breaking him out.
If I'm Henry, I think I have every right to be annoyed today.
Here's another thing that I did yesterday. You ready for this? I had a very – look, I'm not complaining. I have a great – I love my life, and I love the fact that I have two jobs. And they're awesome. But – I'm busy. And yesterday, I didn't tell you this, Tom. Lori scheduled, Henry had a doctor's appointment at 4. Then she scheduled one at 3:30 and forgot. So I had to, she's like, oh, sorry, she's at work. Oh, sorry, you have to go to the one doctor. But, you know, doctors are always on time. Tell them they have to have you out in 10 minutes. This is a true story. Henry's ear hurt. You have to have out in 10 minutes. So I'm like rushing around. I was in a part of L.A. that's not near my house at a work thing. And I rushed to the school, and at like 1:45, I rush in there, and I signed him out. I'm like, get Henry, we got to get him early. And they're like, okay. And Henry's like, what are we doing? And I'm out early? Yeah. And the principal's there. I'm like, no, let's not celebrate. And I think she even goes, is this soccer? Because Henry tells them everything. And I'm like, no, it's not. And so get in the car, and I sit. All right, so this is 1:45 for a 3:30 doctor's appointment. I'm like, we got to get doctor's appointments at 3:30, but we got to get there 30 minutes early and talk him into. And then I realized I pulled the kid out an hour early. Like, I just did it wrong. So I pulled him out yesterday early on accident. He's like, Daddy, isn't it at 3:30? I'm like, oh, I guess we're not going to go an hour and a half early. I guess I'll go home and work, and you can read the Guinness World Book of Records book. My wife later is like, you pulled him out of school early for an appointment that was after. What are you doing? I'm like, I don't know, man. Did you get the time wrong? I'm like, well, I knew at the time. I just didn't know how to execute it. You know what the reservation is. I'm a mess.
I just did it wrong.
So I pulled him out early the wrong day. Also, yesterday I talked about how a teacher took his solar eclipse glasses and I didn't like it. I had delivered a more parent-friendly message to Henry, like, well, we don't tell teachers we're going to sue them, and let's just – but he heard it on the way – he heard the segment. So Lori texted me, and I called him at a break. I'm like, don't tell. He's like, okay, Dad. When I picked him up, you know, 5 hours early on accident, he goes, Dad, I didn't tell Mrs. X's, but I told these 11 people that work there. My dad went after Mrs. Beep on his radio show. So let me get this right. I'm going to sue you, and or my father will publicly humiliate you on national radio. Great. Dad, you know what I should do? I should leave for Arkansas. Based on everything I just said, I should just be like, it's time for a new voice at the school, in my own house, in general, with my kid. I'm going to Arkansas. That's where you go when you realize you failed. That's the deal. You want to hit the breaking news sounder? Want to make it official?
Breaking news.
Yeah. All right, so it is official, according to some reports that are out there, that Mr. John Calipari is the Arkansas head coach. According to our friend Jeff Goodman, it's a five-year deal that starts at $7 million a year, includes a $1 million signing bonus, and there's some other fancy schmancy stuff in there. And look, I'll let Cal speak for himself here. He got out his flip phone or his iPhone or whatever. It looks like it was a flip phone video, Tom. I like Cal, by the way. He's a nice guy. And he had a message, which I thought was interesting for Kentucky fans and all of us about why he was moving on.
This is a dream job. It was my dream job. Anybody in our profession looks at the University of Kentucky in basketball and said, that is the bluest of blue. The last few weeks, we've come to realize that this program probably needs to hear another voice, that the university as a whole has to have another voice giving guidance about this program that they hear. And the fans need to hear another voice.
Look, there's a lot here, and I can do the, because part of me hit, part of it hits this snarky part of my personality, where I want to say, and I guess I can, oh, yeah, the different voice because you weren't wasn't working out and you got to escape without humiliation. But both can be true, right? A guy as talented, as successful, certainly as loquacious and silver-tongued as John Calipari is going to know how to sell anything, including his exit under, not disgrace, but certainly not massive success at this stage. The guy won a national championship in 2012 and has had some great runs. I'm not taking anything away from his resume, but as you know, as he knows, the reason he's leaving is Kentucky, like a lot of programs and a lot of teams out there, have standards that are almost impossible to meet. And if you fall well short of those standards, if you lose to double-digit seeds multiple times, if you can't make Final Fours over a certain period of time, you're going to go away. And if he didn't have a contract, and he had a Kentucky, that was set up so that they couldn't fire him without paying all this money, he would have been fired. So there's some self-preservation in this, but I think two things can be true. Multiple things can be true at once. I think the guy, there did need to be a different voice. And I've come in sports to not know when this is true, but to know it is true sometimes, that there are people out there, ambitious coaches, players, who obviously are looking out for themselves and are pursuing, like all of us, our careers, if that's important to us, who also care about the places that they work. It can be both. Both things can be true. Have real affinity and affection for the place that they work. It can be true. They can both be true. That's been true for me here, too. I had to leave for 8 months because we couldn't work out a scheduling thing here at CBS Sports Radio, and there was some miscommunication, and I'm so glad I'm back. But when I left, I was never angry. I wasn't. Like, I love this place. I love CBS Sports Radio. I do. Because it let me do a solo show, and it let me sort of do the show that I wanted to do, and I've got I work here still, so I have to say that. But it's it also happens to be true. So I also take Cal at his word, but you know what? It did need to be a different voice, and he also does them a favor. He could have just said, you know what? Fire me, pay me my $31-33 million to go away, or fire me next year and pay me a little bit less than that. This is a win for everybody. It is. And by the way, easy to take shots and say you go from, in his words, the bluest of blue blood programs to Arkansas. Arkansas, maybe not blue blood, massive success, great history of success, great college basketball program under multiple coaches, is an amazing fan base. It's a place you can win, and maybe more than that for him, or as important, because the winning's important. It's a place that will celebrate him on a level that they have showcased in the past. That is a basketball fan base that's not fair weather, he'll be a god there if he wins. And not at the same level. He makes a Final Four, that will be a massive level of success. Hell, man, if they're a one or two seed when he gets his program up and running, which is usually quicker, if he can still do it because of the transfer portal, that's a massive level of success. And Kentucky does need somebody else. It is time for somebody else. It is time, in these words, for a different voice. So, woo pig suey for everybody. That's cool. Wait. I'm not gonna sit here and hate on Cal. He ran away. I found it really kind of cool and gracious the way in which he said goodbye. Even if I might have filmed it with a little higher, you know, like maybe use Skype. Skype looks pretty good. It was a good run. And you know what? I hope it works out for the guy at Arkansas. There's no guarantee that it will. Different conversation, different day. It's the right hire. It's an ambitious hire by that university. I like it for them. But there's a question about whether or not Cal works in this era. there's a question about whether a lot of coaches in college, football and basketball, work in this era, and whether they want to put in the work that is required. It's a different kind of work, a different kind of connection. You've seen Saban go away. You've seen a lot of guys go away. Maybe, I think Cal loves it, but he doesn't have the same recruiting advantage because of the money that's everywhere. And because if he makes a kid unhappy by not playing him, the kid can transfer. And if he's willing to transfer, that's true of Kentucky, it'll be true to Arkansas. But I hope it works. Bon voyage. And I hope they hire Scott Drew. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. I can't take him out for every Barcelona game, Tom.
You opened Pandora's box, man.
I know. I did. He doesn't seem that distraught about it. He doesn't seem that. Also, I kind of want them to be surprises. So I was thinking like next week, set up this week, and we're not doing that, and then show up and surprise them next week. Unless Barcelona loses 7-0 today or something, and then just we'll pretend it never happened. Yeah, you think that's funny. I don't. Couldn't sleep last night after I got done all my work. You know what I did? I started to watch a Barcelona soccer game from 2017. I'm a sicko, man. I'm a sicko. Kurt Heelan's my guy. NBC Sports. NBA guru. Joining me next here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.